Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people are aware that buying locally sourced food is not only good for the environment, because less fuel is used to transport that food, but science also shows that the more a food travels before being sold, the more likely it is to also lose some of its nutrients. Those reasons and more led our next guest to decide to open a business that specializes in locally sourced food. Cindy and Andy Rolfe are owners of Low Country Fresh, and they join us by phone now from their company in Bluffton, South Carolina. Cindy, Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us how all of this got started, a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So we moved from Chicago, and we wanted to devote the next chapter in our lives to a project that would benefit others in our community. And along that way, we met several local farmers in St. Helena, which is about 30 minutes north of where we are, who had great land and struggled financially because they lacked outlets to sell their products. So we decided that we would try and meet that need. We also try to serve two other constituencies. We provide careers to the team members that we work with, providing them opportunities that they perhaps had not had before. We decided that we did need a location, so we built a building that looks like a Low Country, more farm-oriented building. We opened in May of 21, and we started with an assortment of products, and that assortment has grown as we've met other makers and producers in the area. In addition to produce, we have local seafood from our nearby waters, small family-raised poultry, beef, pork. We have a variety of other kind of locally produced products like palmetto kettle corn from Bluffton, Reddy's honey, farm-raised eggs from about 60 miles north of here. We have raw milk from a dairy farm in the upstate, or King Bean coffee from Charleston, or Leopold's ice cream from Savannah, trying to support local producers within a 250-mile radius. In addition, we have our own bakery and we have our own kitchen.
All right. And I mentioned in my introduction a couple of the reasons I think a lot of people know and understand about the positive side of buying local food. Some others that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up on a farm, so I remember how much better everything tastes when it's freshly picked and is allowed to ripen all the way. I know you talked about nutrition, but anytime you get nutrition, you also have beautiful color and better flavor when something is really allowed to ripen. The other is your shopping dollars stay in your local economy. Everything that you spend when you're buying local is staying with your neighbors, people you could actually know and visit. The other we think is pretty important from a long-term perspective is that you're not dependent on factory farms that are thousands of miles away. And we might not really know what their growing practices are or their producing practices are. We know the farmer. We see what's in their chemical shed. We visit the farms and see how they grow things and what their sanitary practices are. So we think that's important for food security and food independence.
And so what have been your challenges in getting this up and running and continuing to grow, I guess, since you opened your doors a few years ago?
Yeah, it's been a lot of getting to know both the team members, what they're thriving at doing, what they want to learn, what they're good at, adding to the team as we go so that we have all the skills we need. So getting to know them, getting to know the community. So we're people who move to the Low Country from somewhere else. A lot of our customers are, and a lot of our customers are Low Country natives. I think one of the things that's been not necessarily surprising, but more of an emphasis than we thought, is that people want more food that is made and ready to eat. So we've had to increase our emphasis on culinary skill and then continuing to reach out to farmers and growers locally. It's a big difference when you're running a business and you're writing an order to one or two distributors and they pull up a truck once a week and you get everything you need from them and it's one bill and one payment. When we work with so many different individual family-owned makers and growers, it's a lot more on the back end, writing a lot of checks and reaching out and cultivating new relationships and making sure you keep up with them and how their crops are going so you can plan your supply. That's a lot of new work that a lot of grocery stores don't do. We love doing it, and it does end up with a better product.
Well, Cindy and Andy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cindy and Andy Rolf are owners of Low Country Fresh in Bluffton, South Carolina. We will have a link to their company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.